The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons and tons and tons of things going on in the sports world. Week 17 in the NFL. College bowl season pretty much coming to an end here soon. It's been a marathon, if you will. But there is so much happening in the sports world. Those Golden State Warriors have lost two games now. The Philadelphia 76ers, well, they've won three. Those Lakers, not far behind them either. They're winning a couple more than that. But there's a ton of things happening in the sports world. All kinds of playoff implications and whatnot in Week 17. Got to welcome in the tag team partners in crime. Fred Wallen, good morning. How are you, man?
Very cold here in Southern California. We'll get back from the break, Andy. I want to talk about some things that happened in Saturday night football, college football.
Well, I mean, look, there were some great games, some interesting games, crazy outcomes. Obviously, we all know that miraculous comeback from TCU. Crazy stuff. It happens. That's why they play 60 minutes, Fred, to be honest with you. We all know it. That's why the games are 60 minutes, and sometimes you get behind, and sometimes you got to come up with the goods when you need it. But, look, TCU didn't quit. You got to give them all the credit in the world, and you got to wonder how Oregon blew that one. ASU, they might be kicking themselves a little bit too. Obviously, a pretty wild one with them in West Virginia, but a lot to talk about. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles. Oh, Jeff Rich, myself, Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @byJeffRich, @DorfOnSports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, old school style, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, you were talking about something that happened on Saturday. I don't know if it was something in particular, but, hey, interesting games. Obviously, TCU with a miraculous comeback without Trayvon Boykin, who let them down. You would think that guy would be your leader, and obviously he escaped them. But TCU kept their focus, and even though they were down huge to Oregon, came back and got the victory, and that had to be a bittersweet type of victory for TCU.
Listen, Eddie, I saw that game. I didn't even see much of the following game, the Cactus game in Phoenix. And since you're in Phoenix and Jeff's in Phoenix, I thought I'd just bring this up. How many coaches, assistant coaches, does Todd Graham have? Seven or eight? Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah.
How much does he make? $2 to $3 million?
I'm sure at least.
Uh-huh. And all the assistants make $250,000, $500,000, $750,000. My question is, again, I didn't bet the game, and I'm at phoenixsports.com, but I didn't have that game up as one of my possible winners, whatever the case might be. So I had no interest in the game one way or the other, okay?
Sure.
Except from the point of view that I'm a Pac-12 fan, and they had just blown a game 31-0, so I wanted the Pac-12 to at least end the bowl season with a win, but I didn't care. Anyways, West Virginia's leading 36-35. There's about 3.5 minutes to go, and Arizona scores. And that puts them up 41-36 with about 3 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. Now, explain to me why the moron, Todd Graham, that he is, went for one instead of two. How are you better off with 42 points versus 41 points if the other team has 36 and they score a touchdown and kick the extra point and it ended up he went for one and lose 43-42?
I think
West Virginia had missed an extra point in that game. I mean, you know,
Wait a minute. If you're up 41-36, you have to go for two with three minutes to go.
Okay, let me be the voice of reason here because Fred, you and I are on the same page, okay?
Well, I'm on the same page with you, too. I'm just saying if there's any way to justify it, it's the fact that Arizona State had blocked an extra point and taken it back.
Okay, so twice a year they block an extra point. You have to go for two there.
Yeah,
I understand. I'm playing devil's advocate, Fred.
I don't care if you're playing devil's anything. They have to go for two there.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to go for two. It's just beyond. And I don't care who won. It doesn't matter. But those kids who played the game 20 years from now should have been able to say, well, at least, you know, maybe the game would have gone to overtime. Maybe they'd have won. They'd be able to say they were victorious instead of the coach not thinking. And you got to think, you know, as the drive continues for Arizona State, you got to say to yourself, well, if we make this, am I going for one or two? So it wasn't like a split second decision. He had to think ahead about this. What he thought in 3 minutes, they were going to kick two field goals to tie him. So,
look,
I mean,
I,
it, I'm sorry.
I have no idea what this guy was thinking, Fred, okay? First and foremost, when they went for one, I'm sitting there screaming at the TV saying, what in the heck are you doing? You have to go for two, just like you're saying. With that being said, I think what Jeff is really saying here more than anything is that there was a lot of time left in this game.
3 minutes.
And let's be honest, there was going to be another score and maybe even another two scores in this game. So
in 3 minutes?
Yeah.
You know, there was 3 minutes.
The way that these guys were going up and down the field, yeah. I mean, they were passing all over each other. There was like 1,200 total yards of
offense. So tell me what the extra point meant.
Look, what I'm saying is, I agree with you, okay? He had to go for two. But on the other hand, when push comes to shove, we all know that there were going to be more points scored in this game. I'm not making an excuse. He did the wrong thing as far as I'm concerned. I'm just saying the only logic I can think that this guy was coming up with is that, hey, you know what? There's going to be more scoring. They're going to score. We may get another opportunity. And you know what? All we're going to need to do is score a field goal to win this game. And to be quite honest with you, they did have a chance at that anyways. So the point of the matter is you're correct. He should have gone for two, but the way it played out, it almost didn't matter. And the fact of the matter is that ASU just didn't come up with the plays when they had to come up with the plays to give themselves an opportunity to kick a field goal to maybe win the game. But I agree 100% with you. Wrong way of going about this, Todd Graham. And I've said it throughout the year. I don't really like a lot of the decisions that Todd Graham makes on the field. I think he puts his players in awful positions to go out there and have failure, not success, guys. So I don't like what this guy does on a week in and week out basis. And I think if you remember correctly, I said I thought it was time for this guy to get the heck out of here. And I still feel that way about Todd Graham. I don't think he's a great coach. And you may think I'm nuts, Jeff, and you think that he's a good coach and he should be here. But truth be told, I've scratched my head about Todd Graham's decision several times this season, and that's why I've come to my realization that this is not the guy that ASU needs to lead them to the next level.
Well, you're running with Philadelphia Eagle logic because Chip Kelly goes 10-6, 10-6, and he gets fired when he's 6-9. I know there's a lot of
No.
And I know you, but let me finish. Todd Graham has done something that no other coach in the history of Arizona State's done. You got to remember, at the end of the day, you know, as nice as they might make Sun Devil Stadium when they're done with the renovations, and as nice as it is to be here in Arizona, at the end of the day, they're still Arizona State. They're still a tertiary Pac-12 program, and they're always going to be that. So for them to have the run that they had the last 3 years, you can't get rid of the guy that did that.
Kind of funny, though, that you put Todd Graham and Chip Kelly in the same breath, because I swear to God, it's exactly what I was thinking as I was saying that to you. You know what? The truth be told, with Chip Kelly, like, you know, look, last week we were on top of this, guys, to be honest with you, because we talked about Chip Kelly and I said, this guy ain't making it. He's going to be gone. And you know what? They literally got rid of him the next day. So we were all over that one. I'm not saying we're all over this Todd Graham thing, because he's probably safe. He just got an increase of, you know, to $3 million, like Fred was talking about. And before that, he was making like 2.8. So he's making good money, and he's probably safe here at ASU. But truth be told, I don't like the guy. I don't think he's a great decision maker. And I think he puts his team and players in a position to fail more often than he does succeed, Fred. And that's my humble personal opinion.
You know, if it's 43-41 or 43-42, a field goal wins in either case. Another
yes.
reason why you have to go for two. You can't
right.
even there is absolutely no excuse for the mistake he made to the kids. And I'm not saying they would have tied it. I mean, I don't know if they'd have made the two. They got a 40% shot of making the two in college football. But you have to give the kids the shot. And then, of course, if they score, it's 43-43. And then you go to overtime, and it's a, you know, it's a coin flip who wins. So at that point, but you got to give the kids the shot. He took it away from, and it's almost like he just didn't even think. I mean, because, again, Andy, there was only 3 minutes at that point. So I disagree with you. There could have been a couple more scores, but, I mean, it's like you got to put yourself in a position where – see, that point was irrelevant. That's the extra point, the single extra point is irrelevant.
Where I agree with you 100%.
Two points put you in a situation –
It made no difference. No, I know what you're saying. It made no difference as long as they came back and you came and scored a field goal. Either way, you win by one or you win by two. I get it. It makes no difference. That's why it was a total mess up on his part.
I can remember Dirk Cutter punting – with a minute and a half in left in a game that he was down by five against USC back in like 2005. So it's, you know, crazy things happen here in the desert.
Yeah. You know what? That Pac-12 after dark, man, you never know what you're going to get. And the players, the coaches, speaking of that, we didn't even get into it, but Oregon completely fell apart. Or you can say that TCU just kept their focus and never gave up on the eye on the prize of what was to come. And doing it without Trayvon Boykin is, special in a few words. But speaking of special, McCaffrey, very special too. We got to get into more of this stuff. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. A little Led Zeppelin bringing us back here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind, what's going on in the sports world, or anything on your mind, to be honest with you. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf. Hit us up on Twitter, too, by the way, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Tons to talk about, whether it's these bowl games that are going on. I was really unimpressed with the way that Michigan State played, obviously getting just smoked, manhandled, if you will, by Alabama. And then on the other one, Clemson really taking care of Oklahoma. Very disappointing, if you will. And I said it to Jeff earlier, Fred, about how maybe, you know, Ohio State is probably kicking themselves a little bit because maybe they would have represented the Big Ten a little bit better, or potentially, obviously, Stanford with the way that they were able to go out there and manhandle Iowa, and McCaffrey, who I talked a little bit about before, too, how special he is, 368 all-purpose. The guy is incredible. I absolutely love the way that kid plays the game. But Stanford
Iowa had no business in that game. Iowa skated through their regular season. They had one quality win versus Pitt. They don't play Michigan, Michigan State, or Ohio State in the regular season. They have to take it to them in the Big Ten championship, and still they get rewarded with the Rose Bowl. The divisional systems and conference expansion have really ruined a lot of elements of the game, especially the way that it sets up the bowl outside of the postseason.
Well, and not only that, look, Iowa, to be quite honest with you, man, very little offense. You know, how in the world were they going to stick with Stanford? That was just a mismatch of monumental episodes to me. There was no chance. They had zero chance in being competitive against Stanford. I think you said it well. Ohio State Stanford would have been a great matchup, but then again, Iowa just would have been a bad matchup with anybody, to be quite honest with you. No offensive power. I think we do have a caller, so we will jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Mitch, I believe, in Santa Monica. Mitch, are you with us?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, man? What's on your mind?
I just wanted to get your guys' feelings about the college football bowl season. We finally come to an end right now. It's been Well, I got to tell you, two quits. The last two games to get finally something that was watchable. I mean, it almost rivaled the New Era Pinstripe and Camping World Independence Bowl on the 26th, where we actually got some good football. But I got to tell you, I was kind of bored this season watching the games, especially, obviously, there were only two games that mattered, and those two were pretty much unwatchable for most of them, except for the first quarter of the Clemson game.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is the Big Ten, with the exception of, you know, a few teams, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, they really did not represent well. Michigan State looked pathetic. That's an embarrassment. If you're a top four team in the country, you got to be able to put on some points. I don't care if you're playing Alabama or not. You have to be able to put some sort of offense up and put a couple of points on the board. Iowa, that was another disaster. They, you know, no offense from them either. I was disappointed, to say the least, you know. And then, like I said, I think Ohio State could make an argument about saying, look, we were the best team in the Big Ten. We had one bad performance against Michigan State. Yeah, it was in our house and our home crowd and whatnot, but we had a bad day. And you know what? With that being said, Alabama had a bad day too. They had it really early in the season when it seemed like it didn't matter and they were able to get things right for themselves. Ohio State was a pretty good football team, Fred, Jeff, and Mitch, and they were probably just asleep for most of the season. Like I kept saying, they were playing with fire and sooner or later you're going to get burned. Well, they got burned and they were on the outside looking in, but after further review, they have a serious argument saying we were better than Iowa, and Stanford can say the same thing. They were better than Iowa. They were better than Michigan State. They probably, one of or both of those teams, should have been in the national title race. Fred, what do you think?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, the McCaffrey touchdown on the first offensive play of the game was exactly the same play that Stanford used to come back against USC. Stanford was up at halftime 13-0. USC took the lead. And then early in the third quarter, Stanford called that play, and he went all the way like 70 yards for a touchdown. So you'd figure that Iowa, forget the offense for a moment, because you're right about they lacked offense. They should have been prepared for Christian McCaffrey down the middle, and of course they weren't. And from that point forward, I mean, Iowa had no shot whatsoever, 45-16 for the Cardinal. But let me just say this. With Vernon Adams, Oregon is as good as anybody in America. And, you know, at 31-0 at halftime, he gets hurt. Their second-string quarterback, Lockie, is not very good, and that's why they had the two losses beyond Michigan State during the regular season. But Oregon is up there with the best in the country, even with the loss to TCU, if and when Vernon Adams was on the field. When he's not on the field, they're horrible. They blew that 31-0 lead. But my point is, Stanford and Oregon, I think, represented the Pac-12 very well. And if, again, they're 31-0 at halftime with a healthy Vernon Adams. It wouldn't have been 31-0, obviously, if Boykin was playing for TCU. I mean, it would have been a very close game. But the point is, I don't think there's no chance on earth of Oregon blowing that game, Andy and Jeff, if Vernon Adams plays the second half.
Sure,
absolutely
sure.
No shot. They didn't score again until overtime.
Go ahead.
But the defense gives up 47 points, Fred. I mean,
well, because they never had the ball, because every time it was three and out. My point is, they didn't score a point until overtime with their second string quarterback.
Sure. No, and look, your point is taken, but Mitch's point is taken too. You got to give credit where credit's due. Look, TCU went out there and they played 60 minutes, and obviously the game went a little bit longer than 60 minutes, but point is that it's a 60-minute game. Look, I think the Packers can remember that. They played 57 minutes against Seattle in that NFC Championship game. So you have to play a full, complete game, and you have to go out there and give a lot of credit to TCU that played without Trayvon Boykin. A lot of leadership and a lot of guys stepped up, and I would just give credit where credit's due. And I agree with you. Things may have been different with their starting quarterback, but you're only as good as your backups, and obviously their backups aren't that great. Mitch, anything else on your mind, man?
The only thing I can say is that the Big Ten is as bad as you think they were. They put 9 teams in there, went 4 out of 5. And really, Wisconsin had a good performance. Michigan had obviously had a great performance. State had a great performance. And so you had Iowa drop the ball, but the top echelon teams actually got it done. You know, Indiana, did they win their word? Or no, they lost theirs in overtime, but an exciting game. So the Big Ten did well. Real quickly, very excited for this evening. For those of you who think the Packers should dog it and we'll play at Washington, have no idea what the NFL or sports is like. You're there to win the game. Herm told us that. And we're looking for a very, very fun evening and a big day of football today.
Yeah, I mean, there are still some big implications on some of these games, like you said, and the Packers and Vikings is a marquee matchup, and that's why they flex that bad boy to the night game. But look, you know, Seattle still playing for a little bit of jacking for position. The Vikings, like you said, and the Packers. You know, the Cardinals not out of that home field advantage either. If you know Carolina somehow slips up, the Cardinals have a chance too. I mean, look, man, that's like you're saying, this is what it's all about. This is for all the marbles. And to be quite honest with you, at this point, I would say this is playoff football time, guys. You know, you're week 17. You don't want to go in on a bad note. You want to go in playing your best football. And I looked at the Packer injury report, and I'll be honest with you, I almost feel like it's a little Belichick, and they're not showing all their cards, because there's a lot of guys that are interesting, to say the least, as far as that injury report goes. And I think they're going to be playing their whole squad. And I agree with you. They're going to go out there and play to win the game. If you lose, maybe it winds up better for you. But I don't think you go out there with the intention of losing a football game ever. Fred?
Well, first of all, if you lose, you lose home field advantage. So, I mean, you don't want to lose. And secondly, I agree with you. I think a lot of the teams have put a lot of people as questionable or doubtful, and most of these guys will play if there's anything to win for as far as this weekend. Usually, Andy, the teams that have to win do win. I'm not talking about the numbers now, you know, if they're going to cover the spread. But what I'm saying, Denver at home against San Diego, big number 8. But, I mean, Denver's going to win that game. I think Kansas City's going to win that game. So we'll see how that works out. But usually the teams that have to win do win.
Hey, Mitch, final thoughts before we let you run, and appreciate the call today, man.
All right. Just say that, you know, we talked last week about the Packers' offensive line, and that was the big question mark, and that was obviously the story of the game. I think it's the story of the game today and the story for the Packers' future. If that doesn't
absolutely
work, goodbye. One and done. Good
stuff, though. Hey, we love hearing from Mitch in Santa Monica. He's probably relatively close to you, Fred, somewhere down the road. You said you used to live in Santa Monica. But anyways, thoughts and opinions, they're welcomed and encouraged. We love them. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be right back. Taking your calls right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of those cold winter drafts putting the chill in your home? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a strategy to stop them in their tracks right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Tough as Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Drafts in a home can come from a lot of sources, but something a lot of people overlook is the door threshold. You know, that plate that runs along the bottom of your exterior doorways. Giving it a little attention may help you stop the chill of winter. On most newer homes, the threshold is adjustable. The wood or metal plate has several screws in it, and by tightening or loosening the screws, the threshold can be raised or lowered so that it seals the bottom of the door tightly. Older homes may have a rubber gasket that tucks into slots in a metal plate. That gasket can get compressed or torn over time and may need to be replaced. In either case, your home will be a lot more comfortable if you stop the winter wind at the door. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich with me here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Give Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, lots of big games in the NFL as it is week 17, right before the playoffs get started. It's pretty much playoff football, as I was talking to you guys in the last segment and our caller, and appreciate the call from Mitch, by the way. Seems to be giving us calls on somewhat of a frequent basis, so we love the thoughts and opinions from our listeners. But you know, a big one with the Packers and the Vikings, depending on how you look at it. And, you know, I agree, man. You don't ever want to go out there to lose a football game. But with that being said, have you ever been involved in a game that it really doesn't matter whether you win or you lose, Fred? And I mean that in all sincerity, because if you look at it, potentially it would give the Packers an easier route to the Super Bowl if they were to be playing from a wild card spot versus playing in that home spot in the first round. But again, I'm just saying, in a weird sense, this is one of those situations where it actually may be better to lose, but you never go out with that type of mindset.
Well, I don't think it's ever to your advantage not to be at home. So even though Washington is weaker than the other teams, you're on the road. And I don't think you're ever – and Washington plays awfully well at home.
Sure.
I don't think you're ever better off not being at home. Never. So, no, I totally disagree with you. I think the home field advantage, the week off, those are very important issues versus going to Washington without the week off. No, I disagree. I think you go out to win and you go out to get the week off and you go out to get the you wouldn't get the week off. Excuse me, but the point is you get home field advantage. So if they finish in the third slot, and I just think you all aren't you better? I mean, just look at the odds makers. I mean, you automatically get 3 points, 3.5 points just for being at home. I mean, so logic says that you'd rather be at home than on the road, even if it's against Washington. Washington is tough at home.
Jeff,
yeah, there's no guarantee against the Redskins, even if it is the Redskins versus the other division champion there. It just makes no sense to not try to go out there and beat the Minnesota. But, you did it in their place. This game's at Lambeau. You want to stay at Lambeau. I'm of the opinion that the Lambeau home field advantage isn't as dominating as it was with Favre and then in the days of Lombardi before him. But, yeah, they got to go out and win this football game, and I suspect that they will.
You know, I mean, look, the bottom line is I think we're all on the same page in a sense of you go out there to play your best game. And you know what? If they lose, they lose. I'm just saying that it may wind up being an easier route if you have to play at Washington. And I understand what you're saying, Fred. They're pretty good at home. But based on records and whatnot, you look at them as a weaker opponent and that you potentially would rather play a Seattle at home or play a Minnesota on the road versus playing, having to play in Arizona or a Carolina on the road. So, again, I'm not saying they are set out to lose, but in this particular situation, it's almost like it doesn't matter to me because if you can't beat the Minnesotas or the Washingtons on the road, you're absolutely not beating the Cardinals or the Carolinas on the road either. So, but with all that being said, go out there and play your best football game. And I think a lot of their offensive linemen, to be honest with you, will be back for this game. I think there's only one, maybe two, that are actually questionable. Everybody else is probable for this game. Shields still out, as far as I know. And I also heard he's still undergoing that concussion protocol. So that is very discouraging when you think about how important Sam Shields is in that secondary, Fred. A guy that is your playmaker, if you will, in the secondary, takes a lot of heat off of those young guys, Randall and whatnot. We know they're young rookies and just they've played a lot of games this year, but truth be told, the veteran leadership is hard to come by, especially in the secondary, and Shields was that guy that provided that for the Green Bay Packers.
I don't disagree. Again, I'm just going to repeat that Minnesota's playing well, but I think that, as Jeff said, I don't know if they'll cover, but I think and they're just a small favorite, but I think Green Bay will probably win at home. And again, I mean, you know, if you just think about it, if they're at Washington, the way Washington plays at home, and if the Redskins win today, it'll be more momentum for them, even though I don't know how far Cousins will actually go in the game. But still, I mean, Washington would be a slight favorite at home against Green Bay if Green Bay loses today. So I think home field advantage is important. I think they will find a way to win. And usually, historically, teams that have to win do win, and I think they will.
Yeah, I mean, on the other side in the AFC, some interesting games, obviously, for some teams that are still jockeying for position. Who do you see on the outside maybe getting in today, Fred?
Well, you know, I think the Steelers blew it for themselves last week. Baltimore's horrible this year, and Baltimore's got a horrible defense, and Big Ben didn't have it, a couple of interceptions. Pittsburgh will probably win today, but I think the Jets will win today. So it'll mean the Pittsburgh Steelers are not in the playoffs, even though you know that they're one of the top 12 teams in the National Football League, but they blew it for themselves. I mean, if you lose to Baltimore, you deserve not to make it.
And it's a joke that Cincinnati's going to be there without Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh's clearly the better team.
Right.
I would not be surprised to see a terrible Baltimore team beat a Bulls Gold Cincinnati team. I don't think the quarterback situation matters all that much. I just don't have any respect for Andy Dalton, and I don't think that going from Dalton to McCarron or even McCarron to Wenning is that much of a drop-off, considering the weapons that they have there in Cincinnati.
The drop-off comes in the fact that Andy Dalton's been that guy for the past few years, throwing the ball to those other guys, and the familiarity with McCarron or the other guy is not there. And I hear what you're saying about Andy Dalton, but at the same time, he's got to be better than those other guys just based on reps and the fact of the matter that he has been the starter for the past few seasons. Fred, I hear what you're saying. I don't have a lot of respect for what Andy Dalton has done either, but let's give him a little bit of respect in the sense of he has to be better than McCarron or the other guy, Fred.
Yeah, but in the playoffs, take a look at his record. And you're calling this a playoff game. No, I mean, I agree. I mean, he's the number one quarterback, at least to get him to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to repeat. Most of the time, the teams that need to win do win the final weekend of the NFL season. I'm not saying they're going to cover the spread, but usually they do win.
I'll tell you the team I think that's dangerous in the AFC. And, you know, it was Pittsburgh until they wound up blowing it last week. They were a team that I thought was a force to be reckoned with. But Kansas City, when you think about how this team started out the year and how they have finished the year,
yeah.
Kansas City's for real, guys. And they're a dangerous football team come playoff time, Fred.
Oh, no question. I mean, I think you open 1-5 and you win the rest of them, you're doing something right. There's no question about that. First time in the history of the NFL anything like that has occurred. So, no, they're dangerous. They'll win, I believe, and I think Denver will win. And so they'll have to play on the road, but I do think the Broncos will win. I think the Chiefs will win.
Jeff, go ahead.
The Chiefs will win. They're a good football team. The problem is that they can only go as far as Alex Smith allows them to go, and I think that means that they have to play from ahead a lot. They struggled with the Cleveland Browns a week ago. I know that's a game that you overlooked, especially with the division game to close out the season, but at the end of the day, I just don't think that Alex Smith has that comeback in him. And when they start facing those playoff teams, you know, Cincinnati notwithstanding, when they start playing legitimate playoff teams, they're going to be in trouble because they're going to have to play back and forth games, and Alex Smith just doesn't have that come from behind gene in him.
Well, and not only that, I mean, let's also talk about the loss of Jamaal Charles, how important that guy could be in a playoff matchup. And look, that's not to take any credit away from everybody else that stepped up in his absence. But truth be told, you know, he's a one-of-a-kind type guy. And Alex Smith has taken a lot of the burden on his back, and he's carried that team. And I agree, it's going to be as far as he can take them. But truth be told, they've done a very, very impressive job of winning nine straight coming into the final week of NFL football, week 17, a chance to win 10 straight. That's a good football team. The Jets, what do you think about the Jets? Are they dangerous, Fred, as long as they're in the playoffs?
Well, obviously, Brandon Marshall's awfully, awfully talented. There's little question.
The defense is good, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're dangerous. I think they could surprise. I don't think there's any question about that. But again, I think in the end, it'll be the teams that we all suspect and expect. I think New England, of course, with all the injuries, but Anandola's playing on Sunday, so he's back. If Edelman comes back, of course, that adds to it. They've had more injuries than almost anybody, but yeah, I think they'll do it.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think we all like the Patriots getting out of the AFC, but any scenario where you see them not getting out of the AFC, Jeff?
Yeah, Pittsburgh gets in. I think Pittsburgh is just kryptonite to every team in that conference. You know, Denver and New England are probably the top two teams, but I think Pittsburgh's that team that could surprise. You know, they've got everything that Cincinnati and the Chiefs don't, and that's why they've won playoff games and made it to Super Bowls over the years.
Fred, any chance that you see the Patriots not being the team that gets out of the AFC and representing them?
Yeah, there's a chance, but I think obviously they'd be the favorite. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I think Brady's got a lot to prove. He's an angry guy, even though he's a Trump supporter, or I guess that would make him an angry guy. No, I mean, I think they're the favorite to it. Anything is possible. I don't think there's any question about that. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, if Seattle would have Rawls or a healthy number one running back, you know that they would go further than they're probably going to go. Because without Marshawn might play in the playoffs, but still, Seattle on the other side would be a threat definitely with their running attack back. But right now, it's not back. If you saw last week.
To that point, I don't know how in the world Tom Brady could ever walk around wearing that hat in the first place. But that's beside the point. If you want to support Donald Trump, support him. I'm not telling you what you should or shouldn't do. But also realize when you do support things like that, people are definitely seeing it. And we have our right to then make our own thoughts and opinions about people when they show what their true colors are, too. But that's a whole nother topic, a whole nother debate. And I know we're hearing the music, so it means we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back to wrap it up. But we'll see. I agree with you, man. Tom Brady's angry. He has a lot to prove. The Patriots are a darn good football team, and I fully expect them to be back in the Super Bowl and playing for another championship because that's just what they do. They're Tom Brady and they're Belichick. They get to those places year after year, and people scrutinize and say bad things about them, but year after year, they're playing for the biggest prize in all of sports, or at least all of football. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
What's happening, everybody?
What the hell's going on out here?
Oh, I love that. Vince Lombardi, man. Hopefully he's not saying that today about what happens with the Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. As always, it is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and got to thank Jeff and Fred, obviously, for hanging out with me as you guys do each and every week. And this is when we do our parting shots, so we're going to change it up this week. We're going to start with Jeff instead of Fred. So, Jeff, go first, man. What's your parting shot for the day?
Hey, Ohio State fans. I hope you've enjoyed the last 4 years of Urban Meyer. 50 wins for this outgoing senior class. Best in NCAA football history. But it's going to be a rocky road. Don't jump off that bandwagon. You might have an 8-4 season or a 9-3 season ahead of you before they get things back on track. Nobody wins 5 championships in a row.
Great call. Fred, go ahead, man. Your parting shot for today.
Johnny Manziel, who's not playing Sunday, was in Las Vegas Saturday night gambling. Some guys will never learn.
Yeah, it happens. My parting shot is going to go to week 17 in the NFL. All I can say is, wow, this year has absolutely flown by. It's gone too quickly, if you will. You know what? But with that being said, Fred, it's week 17. The Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings plan for the division title. I mean, could you actually ask for something better than that, really, when you think about it? So my parting shot is wow, week 17, a very meaningful football game in Lambeau Field, Minnesota Vikings, Green Bay Packers for all the marbles in the division, a number 3 seed, a number 5 seed. What's it going to be? Seattle, Green Bay, Minnesota? Who's it going to be? I just think it's awesome, and that's what it's all about, Week 17. So that's my parting shot for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, for John, and obviously Seth from Campus Press Box. I'm saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.